It's Marketplace Tech for Thursday the 3rd. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The kid's been lobbying for a smartphone, but the parents are worried. What are the boundaries? A mother in Massachusetts drew up an 18-point contract listing the rules her 13-year-old son would have to live by if he got a nice new phone. Stuff like, put it away in public, and don't use it to lie or cheat. When I mentioned this the other day, listeners wanted to know more, so I called the mom, Janelle Burley Hoffman in Cape Cod.
Some of the things were, you know, more serious issues like only say what you would say to someone in person over the, you know, the social media or in texting, on Instagram, any of those things. To don't send any naked pictures of yourself or don't receive naked pictures of others.
And always good advice for probably just about everybody from politicians on down.
Yeah, he laughed when we read through that one. And to a 13-year-old, it's funny, but it's a little scary that somebody that might not be so funny to him and he might have that seed just planted a little bit and he can hear my voice saying, no, 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 you know. But I think for me, the most important one was that while you have this technology, don't forget to, you know, see a sunset or be alive and don't be attached to your phone.
So give me a sense of how this played out. It came down to the time when you're thinking of presenting the gift. Did you whip out the letter first?
No, I let him have Christmas Day without the contract. So he opened it. He was shocked. He said, is this real? As if I constructed an imaginary one to torture him. And then I said to him, I want you to have it, enjoy it today. Tomorrow, we're going to have a little discussion about it. And so the next morning, I was like, okay, time to have a chat. And so we sat down with the contract, and I said, do you think you can agree to all of these rules? And there was one part where I said, it doesn't go to school. And he said, can I make a change to that? If he had a sports activity, or if there was a special field trip where he wanted to take pictures, like tomorrow they're going to the Boston Museum of Science, and I know he's going to want to bring his phone for the bus ride, but also to take pictures while he's in there with his peers. So I said, you know what, I can agree to that. I'll evaluate case by case based on what's going on for you at school. So that was his only change.
Wow, but what a good negotiator you got there.
Yeah, well, that was the first thing he said. We read through the contract, and he looked at me, and he's like, you're really good at this, Mom. And then he came back at me with, like, some changes. So I was kind of thinking maybe the apple doesn't fall too far there.
Did you write the changes in and have them initial? Or?
Yep. Oh, yeah, I wrote the changes in, reprinted, and then he signed it.
Janelle Burley Hoffman is a mother of five who first wrote about this contract in the Huffington Post. Digital photography has been, to say the very least, a challenge for the first instant photo company, Polaroid. Now the company's testing out a new business model, physical stores, where you go in to get prints of the digital photos on your smartphone while you wait. The first Polaroid photo bar opens next month in Florida's Delray Beach for some reason, with more on the way. Photo bar CEO and founder Warren Struhl.
We don't really care where your photos live today. We can easily take your photograph, whether it is on your phone, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Picasa, Flickr, and instantly create something on a screen that is something special.
And print it small or poster size. One rendering of a Polaroid photo bar looks like a hipsterish cross between an art gallery and an Apple store. Of course, you can always order prints at drugstore chains, but in that case, you'll have to mingle with those snifflers headed for the NyQuil aisle. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.